He pulled my panties down to my ankles and removed them from one leg. Then he began to kiss my calf, working his way up to my knee. His fingers caressing my soft skin, he continued up my inner thigh, the soft kisses making me tingle. He reached the top of my thigh, and I could feel his warm breath on my damp pussy. I raised my pelvis, pushing myself closer to his face, desperate to get some well-needed attention on my neglected clit. I felt his lips move across me, and then he withdrew, starting the process again on my other leg. "No," I groaned, the anticipation becoming too much for me. He ignored my protest and continued his journey up my leg, finally reaching my now sopping slit. The first touch of his tongue sent me into orbit. He licked me firmly and deeply, his tongue working me into a frenzy like I'd never felt before. I reached for my nipples, squeezing them and caressing my breasts, lifting my t-shirt to allow better access. And all the time, Santa worked tirelessly on my quivering pussy, his beard massaging my lips as his tongue worked me inside and out. I had never felt anything like this, and I grabbed the back of his head, pulling him into me as I bucked hard against him, a huge orgasm ripping through me like a tornado. I lay back on the sofa, enjoying the aftershocks of my orgasm. Santa leaned over me, his cock hard and ready for action again. I opened my legs wider to allow him better access to my pussy, eager to feel that cock inside me. He moved closer, rubbing the head of his penis against my soft lips, easing his girth inside me. My eyes opened wide as I felt him penetrate me. I thrust my hips toward him, taking him deeper and deeper. I could feel myself stretched to the limit, full of Santa's big cock, and I loved it. Once he was all the way inside, he slowly withdrew, then filled me again. I was very wet, and as my pussy adapted to his size, he picked up the pace, thrusting into me more and more quickly. His strong arms pulled me to him, kissing my mouth and my neck. I kissed him back hard, and our tongues wrestled, neither of us willing to submit to the other. His pace continued to quicken. I ran my fingernails down his back, grabbing his firm ass and pulling it towards me. Then I began to climax. It was long and intense, waves of pleasure sweeping through me, and I was lost in my own world, crying out, "Fuck me, Santa, fuck me." I lay there, my body on fire with bliss, helpless as Santa rolled me onto my knees, his magical tongue licking my tight little asshole. I purred with pleasure as his tongue explored my tingling bud. "Oh, Santa, please take my ass," I implored. "You are a very naughty girl," he said, chuckling. I heard the soft jingle of a bell and then felt cool lube spread across my behind. It made me tingle, and then I felt Santa's fingers slowly sliding into me. I thrust backwards, taking him up to the knuckle. I was so excited, and I could hardly wait to feel his huge cock stretching me to the limit. Santa continued to work his fingers and lube until I was ready to take him. I felt the head of his tool pressed against my puckered bud. He paused at my nether entrance before slowly penetrating me. I gasped as I felt his thickness, and it took me a second to accommodate him. Then I forced myself back against him until I had his full length inside of me. "Yes, Santa, yes, Santa, yes, yes, oh yes, fuck my tight little ass," I screamed at him. Santa picked up the pace, fucking my ass hard and fast. I reached between my legs and began to strum my clit furiously. I knew I was going to come again, and I could feel he was close too, his huge cock tightly clamped by my hungry ass. I came harder than I had ever come before, my body almost unable to cope with the waves of pleasure. Santa rolled me onto my back just in time for him to shoot his cum all over my bare stomach. I wanted to scoop some into my mouth, but suddenly I was so tired, and I woke the next morning alone in my bed. Had it all been a dream? I lifted the covers and looked at myself. I was wearing the t-shirt and panties that I had worn to bed last night. It must have been a dream, but it had all felt so real. I headed for the bathroom, still unsure about what had really happened, but certain of one thing. There was definitely the lingering taste of gingerbread in my mouth. Merry Christmas.